Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Penelope Sugros, Dr. Penelope Sugros is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Penelope is a financial expert. She is, her company is called Wealthy Choices, LLC. She is the author of Wealthy Choices. She's also the, I guess I can talk. Can I talk about your television show?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, good. Well, she's got a television show coming up pretty soon that you're going to be hearing more about. She's here right now. You heard her there. Penelope, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be with you.
It's good to have you back. A television show.
Yeah.
That's outstanding. Congratulations.
Well, it's great fun. It's called Money Makeover. And we are using actually some of the stories from the book Wealthy Choices. So it's unusual. It's a little dramas.
Yeah.
And then we weave around the dramas.
So these are like scripted programs, not a live kind of thing?
It is live, but we have, as part of the way that we're trying to explain what runs you and what runs money, we're trying to show the principles of what runs money and what runs you through little vignettes, little mini dramas.
That sounds great fun.
It
sounds like it. And it's going to be in the Boston area first.
Yep. It'll be available to anyone who goes to their computer, bnntv.org.
Okay.
O-R-G.
bnntv.org.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'll see it live actually here on two stations in Boston.
Right, and then eventually it'll be wherever people, whenever they turn on their television, it'll be everywhere.
We're going to try that.
if there's a God in heaven, right? Hey, Penelope, talk to us a little bit about. Well, I'll tell you what. Before we get into some of the other choices, I know you wanted to talk to us about some other financial instruments that people can use. Before we do that, would you talk to us about? Well, let me just set it up this way. I'm becoming more and more concerned that Wall Street is becoming all about the trader and not about the investor. Is that a fair concern?
Yes, it is. It is something that Mr. Vogel has been talking about. The head of Vanguard had been talking about for many years. Morningstar now has something that they call a rating for how well the mutual fund talks to its investors.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. That is a big concern.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you watch any of the television programs, the investing television programs, CNBC, any of those, Fox Business, it seems to be all about trading today,
yep.
You know, going long, going short, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And you and I both know that the vast majority of the retail investor, meaning not regular folks, I guess I should say.
Right.
They don't know about how to trade. They don't have time. They got their lives, their businesses, their families, and they just want to put their money in. They'd like to think that in 10 years or 30 years, it's going to be worth more than it was.
That's right.
But you and I both know in the last 10 years, that hasn't been true, has it?
It still has, depending on which funds you were in. There were stock funds and bond funds that even in that 10 years were okay. So it is really always a matter of choosing well.
But as long as there's this kind of volatility, mm-hmm. and this kind of potential peril,
yeah.
that's created by the traders, as we saw last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
that could really have gotten ugly, ugly, ugly.
Right.
That puts that trading, those people trading who know what they're doing, and I'm not going to say they manipulate the system, but they certainly are taking advantage of all the flex points.
Right.
That puts an investor's money in peril, doesn't it?
It does, which is
potentially at least.
I think so, and that's one of the reasons my work for people is to identify those fund managers who have been around long enough time know the shenanigans of the street and can work around them because they mm-hmm. have the research teams that you and I, because we're doing other things,
mm-hmm.
Can't possibly have those teams or the time.
So
there are people who can help.
But mutual funds, and I'm being a little bit of the devil's advocate here,
sure.
Penelope. Mutual funds have not had a great record in the last few years.
Again, it's a question of what you selected.
But it was a time. I'm sorry. There was a time when you could just, you know, any mutual fund you picked would do okay. Some would do a lot better.
Right.
But that's not, that hasn't been the case in the last 10 years, has it?
No, it hasn't. In the last 10 years, you would have had to be with about one of the four dozen really supremely good funds. And what I mean by that is those are funds with really good depth of research and really steady hand and are not subject to
those four dozen, are they the ones that will be the supreme ones in 10 years or have they had their day and you know what I mean? Do we have to almost, you know, skate to where that puck is going, you know, if you see what I mean?
I understand the nervousness, and you're absolutely right to ask it that way, because from the public's point of view, that doesn't know how to do the research to find that four dozen is going to feel like that. But my answer is, if you look at some of the old funds that started in 1934, 1936,
yeah.
and you look at that track record over that period of time, certainly somebody would have done beautifully had they been able to be invested and stay invested.
So we don't even know, you know, many people don't even know how to find that fund, those funds. So, but we do know how to find a financial advisor. And what questions should we ask them?
Well, I wrote an article exactly on that they can access free on my website. And among the things that you're going to ask a planner is what their services are for you and how they're going to get paid. But
right, are they going to be fee-based or commission? But I guess my specific question was, how do I determine if my financial manager can find those 48 funds you were talking about?
The question that you're asking there is, what is their research process for identifying
right. How do you know the top 48 funds, sir?
Yeah, and how are you? What criteria are you using for that?
Uh-huh.
If they are talking to you about the last 5 years, forget it. If their research doesn't go back 15,
right.
25 years,
right.
you're dealing with somebody who doesn't get it.
If they don't recommend a company and they show you, all right, look how these people have done over the last 3 decades or whatever.
That's it.
If they don't show you that kind of taproot,
that's right.
Then you got the
the
wrong person.
You got it.
Hold
you
on to that thought. Penelope Zugros, ladies and gentlemen. TZOUGROS. Almost as bad as Blessing Game to spell, but not quite. Quick break. Dr. Penelope Zugros and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
I need to walk on the wire just to catch my breath. I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.